The obvious connection between the Haftarah and the Parsha, and very often, in addition to the obvious connection, there's a little more subtle connection. This week is Parshas Korach, and the Chumash tells about the rebellion of Korach. He was rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a Nesius. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabban Shal Yisrael. And Korach said, we don't need a rabbi to paskin. Kol Oed the Kulum Kedoshim, everybody stood in Har Sinai. Everybody knows how to paskin on their own. We don't need Moshe Rabbeinu to give the final say. And in the Haftarah, it's also about the rebellion against Shmuel HaNavi. The nation was requesting a king, implying that they're not happy with Shmuel HaNavi. And Shmuel HaNavi felt very hurt. So that's all Pipashtas, the superficial connection between the Kriya and Haftarah. But then there's another connection that runs as follows. I remember the first time we visited Eretz Yisrael. We were married a while. We didn't have any children yet. So we decided to visit Eretz Yisrael, maybe to be blessed with children. So we visited Eretz Yisrael. So we visited the Panavish Yeshiva. We were in Bnei Brak for a few days. And there was Davidi Mincha Yeshiva, and one of the people in the kollel had a serious condition of cancer. So they were saying to him, to be mispalled that the person should have a refuah. So the mashgiach in yeshiva at that time was Rav Chatzko Levenstein, who was a very old man. He was sitting all the way up in the front, davening mincha, after mincha, they were going to say the tehillim, and he was sitting next to Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. So the mashgiach didn't want to say tehillim. Everybody started saying, well, he didn't want to say tehillim. He said, how can he ask for a nes? He's so sick, he's deathly sick with cancer. I can't ask the Rebbe Hashem to give him a refuah shleima. So remember, everybody was waiting. So Shmuel Rozovsky was much taller than Mashgiach, so Shmuel leaned over and he said something to him, and then he said, okay, then he's going to participate in the Tehillim. So after the Tehillim was over, so the people asked, what was the conversation? So they said that Shmuel Rozovsky said he has the same degree cancer as so-and-so, who was treated by the doctors and he recovered. So there's a possibility that Derech HaTeva, we're not asking for a miracle. But Derech HaTeva, it's possible for him to have a refuah shleima as well. So the Mashgiach said, okay, that's the case. And he's permitted to be mispalled. Mishnah says in Brachas that one is not permitted to be mispalled for a miracle. If the wife is about to give birth to a baby, or does, and he has so many daughters, he wants a boy, has so many boys, he wants a girl, it's too late. You're not supposed to be mispalled then. You're mispalled before the wife becomes pregnant. You want to have a boy or a girl. But if she's already holding by the end, it's too late to be mispalled because you're asking for a miracle. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it says in Hilchos Brichos HaMozen that on Chanukah, the quote from the Gemara, Chanukah, one is not really obligated to recite the Avos Nisim and the Brichos HaMozen. It's a minig. The Gemara has this discussion. The Gemara says it's permissible, it's not a hefsek, and the meaning is that we recite Avos Nisim on Chanukah. If it's only a meaning, so it's obvious that if a person forgot to say Avos Nisim, he doesn't have to repeat the Brichos HaMozen. The whole reciting of Avos Nisim on Chanukah is only a meaning. Avos Nisim on Purim is the question. If the person forgot to say Avos Nisim on Purim because it's a Chiyuv Suda, if he has to bench over, that's a big discussion. And on Chanukah, if you're sure you don't have to bench over because the whole obligation in the first place is only based on the meaning. So the Ramah writes in the Shulchan Aruch, if one forgot to say Avos Nisim and Brichos HaMozen, when he finishes, we say a lot of chinas, Arachamon, Yimach Aleinu B'chod, Arachamon, Yifan, Seinu B'chod, we say, oh, so many tefillahs, Arachamon, that begin with Bar Arachamon, we say another tefillah, Arachamon, who yasa lo na nisim in itvois, kishen shasisa lo na seinu b'yam, and mayim is man zeh, and then you say the long version, the name Matisur ben Yerchanan, etc. Say some of the other harachmon, say this. So on the bottom of the page, in Shari Tshuva, he quotes this kasha from the Sefer Panim Meiris, what do you mean harachmon yasalon and nisim in the floors? The Mishnah says in Brachas, one is not permitted to ask for a miracle. So the Shari Tshuva, next to the Behetav, quotes in the name of the Panim Meiris, that there are three kolam. If a person asks for a nes, v'derech ha-tevra, that's what we should call hashgacha pratis. Bosham should give the patient a refuah. Someone else was just as sick as this patient, and the Arif, who is it possible for Derech HaTeva to get better? If they ask for a Nes, for Derech HaTeva, that's how Shgocha Protein is that you're permitted to ask for. Or if a person asks for a Nes Nigle, Mamash an Nes Nigle, I'm there from Klal Yisrael, that one is also permitted to be responsible, because Klal Yisrael as a whole is Lamayla Min HaTeva. Gemara has a whole long discussion, Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Jewish nation as a whole, it's not Tachashlita Sakachavna. That's what the Ramban Achumish writes, that whoever doesn't believe in this principle, the Klal Yisrael is Lamayla Min HaTeva, Eilach Eilach B'Chumish. The whole Chumash says like that. It says in Kriya Shema, we say every day, if we keep the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the rain. If you don't keep the mitzvahs, Yataras HaShemayim lo yiyamotu. Derech HaTeva, there's no explanation for that. If we keep mitzvahs, it rains. If we do Aveiros, it's not going to rain. If we keep Shmita, we can stay in Eretz. If we violate Shmita, Eretz will be taken away from us. All of these brothers and mothers are L'mayla Min HaTeva. So that's the Chumash says that. The history of the Jewish people is L'mayla Min HaTeva. And then, the third cloud that the point of the year says is that unusual tzaddikim who are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're also L'mayla Min HaTeva. So for them, they're permitted to ask for Nisim Gluyim. Not only Nisim in the start, they need to ask for Nisim Gluyim. And this is how the point of the year explains. There's an old perek in Maseches Tainis that's called Pirka de Hasidim. It's a parak that tells a lot of agadot, the stories about different tannaim and amaroim who were in difficult situations, and they prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for unusual nisim. The Baruch Hu answered their prayers and he gave in to them. So the kasha begs itself. The Mishnah says in Brachas, you're not permitted to pray for a miracle. At least tzaddikim pray for a miracle. So the answer is, unusual tzaddikim al amayla ben ateva, they have a different hanhagif, just like plowy songs from al amayla ateva. So unusual tzaddikim. So if you look in the Parsha in the Haftarah, this is a more subtle connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah. The superficial connection is that in the Parsha it's talking about the rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu Hanoge, and in the Novi it's talking about the rebellion against Shmuel HaNovi's Hanoge. They don't want a Novi anymore, they want a Melech, Chol HaGoyim. But there's a more subtle connection. In the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should make a miracle in Riyo Yivra Hashem. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't create anything. The Rebbe Shalom created everything, Sheshes Megracious, and after that, everything is Yesh Meyesh. He doesn't make any more Yesh Meyan. Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Riyo Yivra Hashem, if the Pihoris is here, let it open. If the Pihoris is not here, let it all of a sudden crack open. Let the earth crack open, and Korach Vadosu should be swallowed up. The whole Eidah should see, the whole Klal Yisrael should see, that this is a false time when Korach has. He's climbing on the walls. The time that he has is not true. So Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a Briya, and Rebbe Shalom listens to him. He makes a Nes. He makes a Nes Nigla. And after it's the same thing. Shmuel HaNavi was so upset, he wanted Bnei Yisrael to realize that their request is improper, highly improper. So he says, Halo Ketzir Chitim Hayom. And Eretz Yisrael, in this part of Greece, David sent us in the information, the emails, you don't have to take any raincoats, you don't have to take any umbrellas. This season, in this part of the Mediterranean, it never rains. Hardly ever rains. If it rains, it only rains for a few minutes. So the Shmuel HaNavi says to Bnei Yisrael, Halok tzirchitim hayom, today is Chodesh Nisan. And it's not supposed to rain. I'm going to cause it to rain. I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring rain. And it started to thunder and lightning and started to pour. And the people realized he just made a nest in front of their eyes. It never rained that season of the year. It started to pour and pour. And they were pleading with Shmuel HaNavi, with doing sugar. All the food would get ruined. Because they leave the food out. They leave all the food out on the farm. They only take it in Chakos if it's Sukkot time. Because it never rains, so it's not going to get ruined. This is a more subtle connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah, that unusual tzaddikim we assume have a hanhaga of L'mayla Min HaTeva, and it's not prohibited for them to ask for a Nes Nigla. The Baruch Shalom should give us this chus, we should all say Menachem Nasir Yerushalayim with Nisim Gluyim, just like on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything was Nisim Gluyim. So we should say Achris Kireishis.